Hey, everybody, it's the Great Debates Podcast. What up?
That's, what did I just say?
Yes.
No, said, that's right. What's up? Everything you said is correct.
What
just
up?
Keep going. Micro. Ooh, micro me. Micro us.
Micro you guys.
Dave and I are like two bulls just pawing at the ground.
It's true.
I ready see to that do
right,
battle. Baby.
There's you got some that right. Steam coming out of your nostrils.
Hot.
Let's do micro debates.
Do two bulls ever fight?
In history, I'm sure. Yes, of
Rome,
course.
In ancient Rome,
over a female.
If a bull fight was two bulls fighting, maybe that would be better.
It might be more ethically
so inhumane.
Well, I don't know.
So horrible.
Would that
be
another
worse?
Debate? It should we debate? Do you
horrifying.
Want to debate this right now?
No, let's okay. do the micro.
All right, we got a good micro.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. Like dog fighting is horrible.
Dog mm-hmm. fighting is horrible. Yeah.
Bullfighting
is bullfighting is worse because a man
bigger.
Kills a
man
bull.
Versus a bull. Yeah, but on the other hand, I remember being in a bullfight and I saw the bulls getting, and I was like, "This is how they make hamburgers. Like bulls are dying."
No, it's quite, very different than the way
because
they
of the
make
torture.
Hamburgers.
It's torture.
Yes, it's
yeah.
awful.
It's
but
bull
the bulls
torture.
Are treated great until the fight.
Where did you see your bullfight?
Mexico City,
Barcelona.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
I saw one in Sevilla and one in Barcelona.
There we go.
Oh, baby.
Both of them pretty
good. Bullfight connoisseurs here.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Aficionados of
all the great debaters have seen bullfights.
It's
good to know. It's good.
How many other podcasts are there out there where all of the hosts have seen
I bet the Doughboys
okay,
have
so it. How did this get made? They've all seen it. I know that the Doughboys have seen.
There's no way
the Hollywood Handbook, one of them has seen a bullfight.
They've both seen bullfights.
You think they have?
Yes.
Oh, I might have the wrong intel on that.
Freakonomics?
Freakonomics have seen bullfights.
Serial
special.
No.
Hasn't seen bullfights
the price
for
of
sure.
Shady tickets are actually undervalued.
The guy from Hardcore History has seen
Harlan?
A bullfight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's seen one. So, you know.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a micro
Call
debate
your
topic.
What about that?
No, they haven't seen one.
I bet Ann Friedman has, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hello,
yes,
guys.
Sorry. Did
I've
we get off topic?
Yes, clearly. I've got a micro debate topic
yeah,
for you.
Okay,
we've got
I'm
3 minutes on the clock. We're
going to
begin.
Dave,
our listeners are eagerly waiting.
Okay.
Topic is water is the best drink.
I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro. Look, water is it's one of those drinks that you have so often that you kind of forget how terrific it is. But if you went a year without water, my God, you'd be so happy to get that glass of water. Also, it's the best drink because it's the one thing that you really need. Like, all other drinks are basically just water with flavor, water with a twist, because you have so much water going already. But drinking is just giving your body water, which it needs to run its Krebs cycles or whatever and keep the biology of your body going. Water is the best drink because it's the one drink your body truly needs.
Sounds like you know a lot about this since you used
yeah.
the phrase Krebs cycle.
Yeah.
Water with flavor is better than water. The most delicious drink, the best drink in the world, as you know, Healy, is ice-cold Coca-Cola. And what happened not a half hour ago? I was on my way to the debates. Don't shake your head at me like this is inadmissible evidence.
I'm shaking my head because I'm...
Let's just recount what happened.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to the debates. I said, I'm stopping at Taco Bell if anybody wants anything. And what did you text me back?
I said, large Coke with ice. Now, what am I...
Large Coke with ice, please. Exclamation point.
Okay, what am I drinking? Pepsi.
Yeah.
The Coke is so interchangeable. You can just throw another thing in there. It doesn't matter.
What does everyone say when you ask
Pepsi
for Coke?
Okay?
Is Pepsi okay?
No problem, yeah.
But it's not, they have to clear it with you because it's a little bit worse than Coke. Coke is saturated the market throughout the entire world because it's so delicious.
Actually, instead of saying Pepsi, okay, they should just say, heads up, it's Pepsi. Got it.
Well, they don't.
Because telling you,
you
so you won't think
you can't
like,
tell the waiters and waitresses of the world what they should be saying. The evidence is already out there. We know it's such a popular phrase that there's like memes and jokes about it. Is Pepsi okay? That
what people, percent of
let's
is
get
Pepsi
back to
okay?
water. Let's get back to Sorry. Water.
Oh, yeah, good. Okay. Well, I'm making an argument for Coke, but I would say this about water. Let me just say
Coke
that
Coke is just water with horrible corn sugar that's bad for you in it.
It tastes delicious, though. It's a better drink. There are a few products that have the perfect taste. They were all developed about like 100 to 60 years ago. I would include in those Coca-Cola, Heinz Ketchup, Kentucky Fried Chicken. All of these products were, they found the perfect blend of ingredients, and they nailed it, and everybody loves it.
Coke is so popular. Water is an ingredient in all three of those perfect things.
Well, that's like saying, okay, so is hydrogen. That doesn't mean that hydrogen is the perfect drink just because it's a part of water.
Hydrogen is one of the more, if you want to have a debate about what's the perfect element, hydrogen's up there.
That's not what we're doing, though. Okay. I would also argue if you don't buy that it's Coca-Cola, you could make very good cases for tea or coffee.
Water.
Tea is the most popular drink in the world. You can't say that just because water is a part of them that makes it better than tea. I don't believe that it is. I believe more tea is consumed than water. And actually, I believe
it's... I would say tea isn't even really a drink. It's a water flavoring.
If you gave the option to a lot of water drinkers in the world, would you like tea instead of that? They probably would. But a lot of people are drinking water simply because it's the only thing they have access to. Ditto coffee. Which, if you think about it, there's a reason there's a subculture everywhere based around coffee, tea, these kind of drinks. How do you like it? What are you going to put in it? People actually crave these drinks. People have strong feelings about these drinks.
How can coffee or tea be a better drink than water when they're made out? They're just like flavorings to water.
What do you have against flavor?
Let's put these ground up beans in water.
The same way that like a piece of meat with a little bit of salt is better than just the piece of meat. Don't tell me flavor's bad.
Okay, Medina, I want to hear what you think, but I think that debate was embarrassing for Dave.
Why do you keep... You always say that, but you're... do you have any... I'm sorry. Medina, go ahead. What did you think?
You know, early on Edge to Healy, he kind of had me at Krebs cycle. But here's the thing. Dave, I wanted one further step, which is like... if all we're doing is taking water constantly and adding stuff to it. What does that say about water?
It says it's not good enough on its own. I don't understand. You
but
guys
you didn't
did you
close. You didn't close.
No,
didn't
I made the perfect the argument. And you just didn't understand it. I'm sorry, Medina. That's
didn't
what happened.
Complete the cycle.
Wow.
Tough,
I said that.
One.
I said that water. Oh man, just because it's part
it's
of
like
it.
You needed to. It's like you were made contact with the ball, but you didn't follow through.
A listener sent that in. Is that right, Dan?
Yeah, I think so. A listener, Christine De La Rosa, sent that wonderful topic in.
Christine of the Rose.
Christine of the Rose. A beautiful name.
Yeah. Okay, I want to say something about Christine because she was one of the few listeners. We talked about the Great Debabes.
Great
last
Debabes,
week.
Just to bring us up to speed.
It's the a term for the female fans of the Great Debabes.
And you were wondering, is this offensive or is this something that women will be okay with?
Yeah, and I would say we got some feedback on Twitter and in the emails. It was like 80-20 positive from women only.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
They were mostly like proud to be a Great Debabe. I love it. I'm into it. Yours truly a Great Debabe. But Christina took another side. Sorry, Christine... De La Rosa. She said, I'm not offended by the Great Debabes as a nickname, but I'm also not a fan of it. A babe feels rather one-dimensional and a term that isn't used with respect to intellect, creativity, care, or other substantial qualities. In fact, I think people use babe solely as commentary on looks or as a shortcut for baby, a somewhat diminishing term.
Ooh. Yeah, she's right.
So not offended, but not psyched about it.
Well,
I hear you, Christine, but when I use the word babe, I'm often like thinking of a whole entire picture,
a whole
three-dimensional, spiritual,
yes,
radiant
spiritual
babe.
Quality of a babe.
And looks are a part of it, but also personality, energy.
Well, it's often used as a term for someone that you care about deeply.
What a babe.
What a babe.
No, I'm saying like, babe, can you get me
babe. Hey, babe.
You know, someone you're in a relationship
yes,
with.
Yes, true.
Now, I have a different term for the women who listen to the Great Debate Discussion.
Oh, what's that?
I think it's a little more respectful
please
of their intellect. And what they bring other than their looks.
Right.
Great to brains.
Okay. Could that be male and female fans?
Great to no.
Brains. Oh.
Great
to,
oh,
this
the
is
males.
My term for female listeners of the Great Debates.
This is the Great to Brains.
The Great to Brains.
But what if they're very dumb?
I don't think I still think that they have, that they're smart.
They still have brains.
Even if they're dumb, they're smart.
Oh, you know what I wanted to bring up? Is that we
is this
have,
business?
Yeah, this is business.
Okay.
We're in host chat.
All right.
That we can conduct business in host chat. Mm-hmm. We now have a Great Debates store.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
GreatDebates69.com. Go to the website and there's a thing, a button or something. It says Great Debates merch. You click on that. And then from there, you buy t-shirts, you buy a hoodie for your lady, and you get a mug to drink your Great Debates coffee, your Great Debates Java out of. And then
so
a
you
tote
can
bag.
So right you can be wearing a t-shirt,
yeah,
and you can be crushing a Great Debates episode while you're sipping some coffee, some killer coffee out
that's
of
right
a Great Debates mug.
What a life!
It sounds like a great life.
GreatDebate69.com. Go there now. Don't you don't have to? It's fine.
I'd say we're in a host chat now, right?
Clearly.
I think it's safe to say.
Yeah.
I'm pissed as hell at Dave.
Whoa!
We have like We air grievances here on Great Debates.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going with this?
I'm going to my grievance with you. Mm-hmm. So the other night, I performed stand-up, mm-hmm. which I don't usually do, mm-hmm. at a benefit show. Mm-hmm. And Dave's girlfriend, Esther, was going to be one of the people performing. Mm-hmm. And okay, I don't usually perform stand-up, but Dave, a lot of people don't know this, he's one of the great stand-up like coaches Ooh. In the world. He can see a stand-up and know immediately like how they should adjust, what they should focus on. He's like Phil Jackson of mm-hmm. stand-up. Okay, mm-hmm. so I'm psyched. I'm gonna do stand-up, and Dave is gonna be there. I'm gonna get some feedback. The guy showed up about 20 minutes late.
He missed
my set entirely.
He did.
Medina was there on time.
I was there.
Yeah.
Dave, explain yourself.
I feel awful about this. I was a little bit misled about the order of performers. I thought it was going to be a much longer night. And also, I thought that it would not start on time. So I apologize profusely. I feel like a jerk. And I totally agree with you that I'm an amazing stand-up coach, and I would have helped you enormously. No arguments on that.
You probably set me back 6 months.
Well, I will do whatever I can to be at the next performance. I feel terrible. Also,
I'm a little thrown by the genuineness of your apology. It's not what I was expecting.
So. Of course, no, that's we should
move along.
I mean, I'm not joking, but you know, so I'm a real guy. Hey, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Hey, I love it.
I thought it was a great set.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate
I thought
it.
You worked the room in just the right way.
Thanks, I heard it was great.
It was kind of, I remember that being sort of a tough room because the age was skewed a little
higher than
high, and so, but you cut a nice.
I played pretty well to the old.
Yeah, you played to the old.
You strike me as the kind of guy who's always done well with like
since I was a baby.
Yeah, yeah, with old people.
Hey, so we've got Trump out there, right?
Sure, he's out there.
Okay,
and he's kind of like a WWE character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he has literally
yeah, exactly,
been that,
right? So. My mind as a political thinker went to the obvious. Mm-hmm. Like the Republicans have Trump, Democrats, and I'm starting it right now, right here, draft The Rock. Mm. We need The Rock to be running for the Democratic nomination.
Now, I don't disagree with you. It's Thank a great you. Idea. Thank Is you. It a little too late to draft The Rock?
Maybe for this cycle, but let's start thinking about 2020.
If Trump wins.
Especially if Trump wins, we need The Rock to be running against him.
Do you think he's a Democrat?
I am not sure.
I just want to make sure. Are we talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You're not talking about the movie The Rock.
Love that. That has a lot of the values I'm looking for in a president, but I am talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Interesting.
Okay, so I think he was born in American Samoa, right? So he mm-hmm. should be eligible.
Mm-hmm. Does that count?
He's strong physically. Mm-hmm. He's always so respectful mm-hmm. and to women and
he's
children.
He's got a stature and a stance that's very presidential.
I like he's been talking about the Baywatch movie on his Twitter, and he's so respectful to the original Baywatch.
Hanging out a lot with Zac Efron, really pumped about getting him working him out.
He talks about how the original roles are also iconic. He doesn't want to
He's
like, you have to bring a lot of respect to the iconic role of Bobby Bowden.
Certainly something that we all want in a president is someone who respects the original roles of Baywatch.
Old Baywatch. It's the right kind of attitude.
He's one of my favorite actors.
Me too.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. He nails it every time. Yeah.
You know what you're going to get from him.
What? An incredible performance.
A kind of like fun, jacked up performance. Like it's not going to be. Yeah.
Hold on here, though. Have you seen Pain and Gain?
No.
Really?
Does it really blow your mind that much that I haven't seen Pain and Gain?
Okay, good point.
Medina doesn't miss a lot of like that. Grade of film, I have to say.
Let me tell you something, man. This guy has range. Somewhere in there, I don't know what film it was, he started to explore this emotional side, and Pain and Gain, it was his like swan song for that. I mean, he really went for it.
Would you consider Pain and Gain his masterpiece? And I don't mean in the traditional sense of his best work. I mean like the sort of master artisans of like the piece of art that proves your worth as a master.
I think, here's what I think of it as. Whenever he decided he was going to start exploring this sort of sensitive, troubled side, this was the movie that he decided to really work it all out in. And he left it all on the field.
There you go.
Now, that said, Ballers is a piece of shit.
I haven't seen
it. It's not servicing him as well as he needs to be served.
I gotta say, this might segue us just beautifully into our main topic.
Well, let's find out.
I totally agree with you guys. Let's do...
Let's see. I don't
really know.
You're right. I'm only saying it might. It might not.
This is a good warm-up conversation for this next debate that we're going to do. Also, a listener submitted topic. We got this on Twitter from @thelilchomps.
What?
Thanks, Twitter.
Does that
the Lil Chomps?
She's the Lil Chomps.
The Lil Chomps.
He or she.
Okay.
You know, the little,
so we don't
the
know if this
chomps.
Is a great to brain or not.
We don't know if it's a great to babe, could be great to bro.
Great to bros.
And the great to babes. Well, anyway, @thelilchomps. Thanks.
How many times
for...
can we say her Twitter handle? All right, sorry. Let's go.
Thanks for setting this in. Topic: Steve Healy taking the pro. Keanu Reeves is a great actor.
Wow, that is a nice segue.
It did turn out well after all.
I'm Steve Healy, and I'm taking the pro, and I think Keanu Reeves is a great actor. Let's just quickly, before we begin the debate, just review some of his roles. The Matrix, Point Break, Bill and Ted, John Wick,
You
Speed.
Gotta clear your throat.
Excuse me.
That's it? That's
47 it? Ronin.
How you clear your throat?
Scanner Darkly, Devil's Advocate, Johnny Mnemonic. I mean, a 20-year career, iconic films.
There's
one of the biggest films of all time in the form of The Matrix. And in all those films, what does he bring? Humanity, vulnerability, strength, violence when necessary, intelligence when necessary, cluelessness when that's called for in the role. He is a versatile actor who embodies how we feel as the audience, going on a journey of discovery, gaining information, opening your eyes to a new world. That's always what happens in a Keanu Reeves film, and that's what we enjoy about it.
So many incorrect statements you've made just in your opening statement. That's always what happens in a Keanu Reeves film? That's
A character goes on a journey of discovery.
Versatile?
Yeah.
No actor is more mocked for his lack of range than Keanu Reeves. There's the reason that he was cast as Neo in The Matrix is because he is nothing more than a vessel. He is...
What more could you ask from an actor than to be a perfect vessel?
Well, someone who actually has range. You said all this stuff about how he... Sometimes he conveys intelligence, sometimes cluelessness. The only actual... he has two modes, dumb guy and nothing guy. He played a dumb guy in Bill and Ted's and in Parenthood, and he plays a nothing guy in everything else.
I forgot about Parenthood.
I couldn't tell you one thing about the character. I have no idea what sort of emotional state he's in. He's
a little bit detached from the world.
That. He certainly didn't sell it. He like, compared to a film like Hackers, he's not as nearly Johnny Lee Miller and Angelina Jolie. I believe they were serious hackers. Even Matthew Lillard, I believed in Hackers, was a better hacker. Whereas in The Matrix, this guy, Mr. Anderson or something?
Mr. Mysterioso.
Neo. What?
Yeah, that's his name.
What?
I think. Oh, Neo? What's Neo's name?
Yeah.
Anderson.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get the sense that he was only you do from the plot, but not from anything on his face. The Devil's Advocate is nothing. He's not convincing as a lawyer.
He's very high-powered lawyer.
Here's the
Believe
exercise.
Me, he's convincing.
Here's the exercise that you need to do in your head. Recast any of these roles with any of 10 other actors.
Tom Hanks. What?
Yeah, way
and
better.
I'm watching Tom
Hanks
way in
better.
The Matrix. I'm
Put
bored.
Christian Slater in Speed.
No,
it's
no,
a
no, no,
way
no.
better movie.
No.
Keanu Reeves is like lame. He's
Pop quiz,
boring.
Hot shot. In Speed, he's a very badass SWAT team guy.
He's not very
he's
badass.
Up for
he's
a mission of high danger. Remember, he accepts a dangerous mission.
That's the plot of the movie. That's not Keanu Reeves as an actor.
That just
demonstrates how weak of an actor is that the only things that you can quote about him as an actor are things about the characters that are built into the characters. What you're not telling me is, here's a choice that Keanu Reeves makes in Speed, which is interesting. Here's something that Keanu Reeves does in Parenthood, which Brad Pitt wouldn't have done. If you compare, for example, the parts of Keanu Reeves in Parenthood versus... Brad Pitt as Floyd in True Romance. Two characters that are meant to be sort of stoners. They're in the Spicoli world, right? Of sort of like dumb stoners. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt fucking knocks the pants off of Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves gives the most basic day one performance of sort of like valley or like surf dude. It's boring.
Well,
it's
no, that's
boilerplate.
Appropriate to the tone of the movie.
No, absolutely not at all.
Sure.
Steve Martin's performance is nuanced. It's
no.
Both
what is
broader
Keanu, what is,
and more nuanced.
What's Keanu Reeves doing
Rick
in
Moranis?
He's like twelfth build in Parenthood. He's not a major role. Really, his role is to just be. We're seeing his story through Diane Wiest's eyes, right? Remember?
Yes.
Really, that's how we're seeing the story. So he's just this annoying, dumb guy, your daughter's dumb boyfriend. We're seeing it told as though through her eyes. And then when her eyes open to the depth of the character, he says, when I was a kid, they used to throw cigarettes at me. And suddenly, and we see him playing around with the other son, remember? The goofy kid, he's playing
if
around with
him. If you put someone like...
Suddenly we see...
Put a real
so
actor
see
in his place.
So we see, as Diane Weiss sees, there's more to this guy
once
than I realize.
Again, you
my
are
daughter's
only
dumb boyfriend becomes more human.
Things that were built into the script. Tell me one move he's made as an actor. You are only quoting things
I mean,
about
a great actor's
the
job
characters
is just to bring
he's
the script
played.
To life.
I could tell... Who do you think is the worst actor in the world? I'll tell you things about the characters they've played
who do you think
that
is the
could
worst
be
actor
interesting.
In the world?
Who is the worst actor in the world?
Yeah.
I think like Andy McDowell's terrible.
What?
Yeah. I think she's up there.
Wow.
I can't. I mean, I think she almost ruins Groundhog Day. I think she's
what?
Really, really bad. I don't know. It's the first name that came to my head. That's her in Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah, that's her.
But what an amazing performance.
And
you
four
know
weddings
that she
and a funeral.
We learned that she likes French literature. She wants someone who's musical. That's how I would argue. The same way that you've argued for Keanu Reeves, I'm arguing for Andy McDowell in Groundhog
okay.
Day. I'm just telling
you're
you things about her
she's
character.
She's the worst actress in the world and then just saying
it's,
about her character.
Well, I think her performance in Groundhog Day is bad. She's into the news. At first, she doesn't like him, but then she does. You get to see it through her eyes. You're only seeing Andy McDowell through Bill Murray's eyes.
Yeah.
She's the second Bill person in Groundhog Day. So what you get is a performance where at first she doesn't like Bill Murray, and then she does. Once again, the onus is on you. Tell me one acting move that Keanu Reeves has ever made. Tell me what makes him in Hardball better than George Clooney would have been. Tell me what makes him better in John Wick than Liam Neeson would have been.
Well,
closing statements. You got nothing.
Okay, closing statements. Keanu Reeves is a really, really great actor. Usually he
oh really good buddy now you're kicking ass
he's usually
closing
cast
statement.
As a dumb guy that's part of his thing but he's also played a really smart guy like in Devil's Advocate where he's like this hard charging New York City lawyer and then his eyes are open to the fact that he's working for literally the devil in the form of Al Pacino and we see his moral struggle enacted. He's gripping on the screen, he holds our attention in I listed off 12 pretty great movies. Those are all starring roles. Then Dave threw in Parenthood, which is like a very minor role that he popped out off the screen of and built himself a career off it. So I think Keanu Reeves is a terrific movie actor. A vessel for the script, yeah.
Keanu Reeves is terrible for all the... You still haven't given me one example of an acting move that Keanu Reeves has made. Again, I invite the listener
okay, well, what
to...
What about the most...
Closing statement.
Yeah, Healy, sorry, buddy. You missed your chance.
No, the most hack cliche one is in Matrix when he goes, whoa. He's like, that's a very... It's not easy to act as though like your eyes have just been opened to the secrets of the entire universe. But Keanu Reeves does it so well that they're like, okay, we're going
to
build
yeah,
whole
again,
movies
I would
around
go back
guy.
To that is a boilerplate surfer dude performance in a role that shouldn't be
okay,
that
but not
dumb
everybody
surfer
can
dude.
Do that.
I mean, what disrespect you're showing for closing statements right now. It's unconscionable the way you're talking out of turn. Show some respect for the forum. Again, put Liam Neeson in John Wick. Put Michael Stuhlbarg in Speed. That's a movie I'd watch.
You and Stuhlbarg, man.
Put he's great. Put Colin Firth in a Walk to Remember or whatever the hell that movie is. Keanu Reeves has two speeds. He's not a convincing smart guy in Devil's Advocate. If you watch that movie as a comedy about a guy trying to be a lawyer, it would be hysterical. He stinks as an actor. End of closing statement. If you acknowledge anything other than the fact that I wiped the floor with you, I'm walking out of this studio right now.
I think I made a very strong case for Keanu Reeves. I wish I had more time.
Oh. I wish you had one example.
Medina, weigh in here, buddy.
Oh, King, incredibly impressive performance.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, Healy.
What?
And I don't really have anything to add to why he won. He's right. You talked to... Here's the thing. I love Keanu Reeves. Yeah. I think he works in all those movies better than anyone else would work.
Yes.
But that's not...
What more can you say about an actor that he does a great
scripts.
Job in these
they're
great
movies? Scripts.
Okay, well, is it just an act? At some point, you have to be like, it's not an accident that Keanu Reeves has been in 12 amazing movies. Okay,
they're not great movies. Hardball is not a good movie.
I didn't
movie.
List Hardball. You brought up Hardball.
You've got, what are his best? I don't think The Matrix is a good movie. I've always hated The Matrix. I think it's dumb.
It's hugely culturally important, though.
Yes.
You can't argue with that.
Yes, that is true. It is bad. Donald Trump is hugely culturally important. He is bad.
We spend more time talking about Trump, though, than...
Trump is the new dentist.
Let me ask you something.
What is the point of something being bad? It seems irrelevant.
Can I ask you this one question about The Matrix?
Please.
Which maybe I brought up before.
Okay.
He sees a cat. Someone sees a cat twice.
Yeah.
He sees a cat twice.
The same cat twice.
Yeah. He goes, whoa, that was weird or whatever. And they're like, why? What is it? He goes, I saw a cat that I saw it again. Deja vu is a sign of a glitch in the Matrix, right?
Okay.
That's not what deja vu is.
What's deja vu? The vague feeling that you saw something before?
Yeah, it's not when you see something twice in a row in the span of 10 seconds.
What's that called?
It isn't a thing.
But a dumb guy like Neo might think that.
He might think that.
Great acting, Keanu.
Is that really your argument not for that line acting. In the Matrix?
Yeah, that would be mine.
My argument is that they're using a dumb guy definition of deja vu.
Okay, well, you're wrong because Carrie Ann Moss is the character.
And also, but by the way, the way to depict something cinematically might be slightly fudging the definition of deja vu. Because you can't depict a character perceiving the same thing twice.
Well, I think that if you were... As an actor, should have found a better way to do it, man.
Okay, but that's more a director's choice, right?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why I think the movie stinks is that they, like, get stuff wrong. And also, all of the acting in it is bonkers.
Whoa.
It's so bad, it has no sense of humor, there's no sense of reality in it.
That's the point.
The special effects, to me, seem totally dated by now. Bullet time or whatever it is like... That's the stuff that at the time was like, holy shit, he like bends his body.
When you saw it at the time, you didn't like it?
No, I hated it.
Really?
Also, I hate the style of it, meaning the long trench coats, the like the stupid glasses that don't have frames. It's like this weird, almost steampunky, like retro future thing. I hate that style. I think it's so lame.
Early San Francisco Tech fantasy.
Yes, it's dumb looking. But
great,
whatever.
I loved it.
I love The Matrix. I love Point Break. I love Bill and Ted. I haven't seen Speed in a while, but I have a positive association.
Man, Sandra Bullock in Speed is so much better than Keanu Reeves.
Of course.
And
Sandra Bullock
name?
Is great.
What's Speed. His name no in question. Point Break? The dead guy, Swayze, is so much better than... It's embarrassing.
I don't think that Keanu is great. He looks great. He's goofy and oafish in a way that's very like attractive and endearing. And like I'm rooting for him.
I mean, at some point, just watchability.
Yeah, like, it's watchability. Yeah. He holds the screen. He's gripping. But he's not a great actor.
Watchability.
But Dave, you won. I'm not arguing.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just trying to spike
listeners,
the football.
Let us know.
Yeah, listeners weigh in. Okay, guys, this was a really fun episode. Thanks for joining us. We had a great time. Hit us up on Twitter at GreatDebate69. Email us, GreatDebate69@gmail.com.
Oh, subscribe to Great Debates News if you haven't
Please
already.
Subscribe.
There's a lot of great action happening.
I've been
there.
A subscriber now for a few weeks, and it is fantastic. It's one of my favorite reads all week.
Last week, we had the anonymous investor giving out stock tips. Mm-hmm. So, like, Great Debates News listeners also may get extremely wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week. The Great Debates is produced by Mark Caracello. Our audio engineer is Mackenzie Kellerman. The debaters are Steve Healy and Dave King. And the podcast is moderated by Dan Medina. Now I'm starting to make some sense of